Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. If this is your first episode, I would love for you to go check out some of the other episodes. Let me know what you think. If you have not left me a review yet, I would love to hear from you. On the Apple Podcasts app, you can leave a review. On Spotify, I think you can rank. I would love to hear from you. And connect with you. So you can also join the Facebook and let me know like what you're thinking or how you're feeling about this or maybe topics that you would love to hear about. Same with Instagram if you want to connect with me on there. I love connecting with you. So join any of those spaces so I can hear from you. So anyways, last week we talked about finding joy, right, in the midst of this crazy season that we're about to jump into with all these holidays stacked upon each other. And I wanted to just keep talking about this a little bit. Today we're talking about keeping our sanity, right? We're keeping our sanity and closing out the year strong. The next couple of weeks, it's going to be kind of about feeling more free in 2023, finishing out the year with gusto, right? Finishing out strong, feeling like we're closing it out. We don't want to just be like, oh, it's the end of the year. We're just going to let it go and we'll start over in January, right? We don't need to do that, right? We have time left and we can use our time wisely. We can be intentional and we can finish strong. Who wants to finish strong? I know I do. So hopefully you do too, okay? It is so important for us to remember that how we need to take care of ourselves, right? In this season, in this time, because we can burn out, right? We can burn out so quickly if we're not paying attention to how we're taking care of ourselves. And the term self-care, if we're not doing self-care. And when I say self-care, I don't mean just getting pedis and manicures and massages, right? All those are nice, or facials, whatever your thing is, you know. Of course, those things are nice. I just had a pedicure today and it was lovely. Okay. It was lovely. It was wonderful. Those things are amazing, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about really taking care of ourselves so that we can be the best version of who God called us to be and show up well for our families and God and ourselves, right? We want to show up well for ourselves. We always tell our kiddos, like when things happen, we ask them this: were you representing yourself well? Were you representing our family well? Were you representing God well, right? Because that's what we want them to remember. Like, how are you representing God in that situation, or how you spoke or what you were saying, you know? How were you representing our family when you were doing those things? How were you representing yourself, right? And as women of God, we want to set ourselves up to succeed, right? I want to help set you up to succeed, to live an abundant, full, free life, okay? Because it is possible to do that. It is possible to walk in freedom and abundance because God offers that. He didn't just, you know, die on the cross and be raised again, you know, and in power and authority, just so that we could just, you know, barely scrape by and get to heaven, right? And mark that off. No, he wants us to bring us life and life abundantly, right? So that's amazing. That's an amazing thing. But we have to partner with God. We have to choose the things in life that honor him and bring him respect and honor ourselves, right? And bring him glory. So yeah, it goes back to what I was saying, what we talk to our kids about. So are you representing God well? Are you representing your family well? Are you representing yourself well? That's a question for you today. Okay. So here are just a couple of things I have. Let's see, 5, 6 things really quick. Some daily things that I think will help you finish this year out strong. If you implement these and get these things on the schedule, they don't have to take a very long time or anything like that, but just getting in a routine to finish strong, okay? So that we can walk in freedom and abundance and be the best versions of ourselves, okay? Can't say that enough. Okay, so the first thing is get outside. Now, I know that it's winter and fall. Well, fall is nice and beautiful in most places, some not so much. But I know it's getting cooler and it's a little bit harder to get outside, but guess what? It's so important for us to breathe in the air that is outside, to breathe in the fresh air, but also to get sunlight, to get some vitamin D, okay? So especially on those days where the sun finally decides to show its face, get some time outside to be in the sun, because it's so, so important, okay? That could be 10 minutes, that could be 30 minutes, that could be whatever. You just have to get yourself outside. Maybe set an alarm on your phones where you're like, okay, time for me to go outside for 5 minutes. Just breathe in, take a walk around the block, come back, okay? So important. This is good for our mental health, okay? And when we have good mental health, we have clarity and it helps our heart, our minds, everything. And that brings us peace and joy, okay? Number 2 is exercise, okay? These two can go hand in hand and you can do them, make the same decision on both things, right? Go for a walk, right? If you want to get some exercise in and you don't have time, go for a walk. Listen to a podcast. Listen to some, like be on a meeting call. You know, listen to something during that time. Maybe even have the Bible read to you while you're walking, okay? Now you're multitasking, right? The beautiful thing about the Bible app is you can turn it on and it'll just read whatever scripture you have for you. You're still getting the word in your heart, right? So get in a walk. That would be knocking two things off right there by saying you're getting some sun and some air and you're going on a walk. But you can also lift some weights, okay? Get your heart rate up, okay? There's so many health benefits for moving our bodies. And I know that it helps keep us refueled and ready to go for our day and recharged, right? It just charges us up. Also, side note, not just working out, but actually moving throughout the day. Because I know for myself, I work out every day, okay? That's just part of my morning routine. You've heard me say that before. But sometimes I find myself sitting all day because the only time I get up is to go to the bathroom throughout the day because I'm like so into what I'm doing and I'm not stopping and saying, oh, wait, I need a break. And so I've had to learn to like set timers on my phone and say, okay, I'm going to do a 30-minute block right now. And then I have to get up and stretch and move around and go outside and take a breather and let my brain like recalibrate, okay? So it doesn't necessarily only mean exercise, but get your body moving throughout the day, okay? Okay, so number 3, let's see. So get outside, exercise, and number 3, speak affirmations. You've heard me say this a lot. Speaking truth over ourselves is so important, especially when we partner with scripture to speak that life over ourselves, okay? Speaking life and especially scripture over our lives is so important to read the word over ourselves and to really connect with it and let it reassure us and let it build us up and strengthen us by the power of His Word. And remember, I have some amazing digital downloads for you available. I will put them in the show notes, and also they are available in my Instagram link in the bio. Okay, that is a way for you to have an affirmation journal and also some scripture that you can start with that's encouraging scripture that will fuel your heart, okay? So check those out. Okay, so get outside, exercise, speak affirmation, speak truth over your life. Not only, you don't even have to only do scripture too. You can talk about like who you are in Christ. You can talk about just saying, I am a woman of God. I am loved by God. I'm called by God. I know that I'm purposed, right? You can just begin to speak life. And sometimes we have to reassure ourselves of who God is in our lives. Sometimes that just needs to happen. So we got to use the power of our words to fuel our day and to bring us the sanity that we need in our regular lives, right? The busyness and the on-the-go situation, okay? So get outside, exercise, speak affirmations. The fourth one, obviously, you've heard me say this so many times, but we have to pray and spend time with Jesus, getting in His Word, okay? Getting in our Bibles. I talk about this a lot, okay? I know I do, but I don't care because it needs to get in there, and I want you to hear how important it is to read your Word, okay? Read your Word and pray and spend time with Jesus. This is where relationship is built, and you begin to create that hunger and thirst for Him, where He's able to pour back into you and refuel you and carry your burdens for you, right? And you're surrendering to Him all the goodness, okay? Peace, love, joy. He's able to birth all of the fruits of the Spirit out of you, right? All this good stuff when we spend time with Him. And the best way to take care of ourselves is to prioritize time with Jesus, period. That is the best way. Okay, so always prioritize that first amongst any of these things. And again, if that's meaning you only have 15 minutes and you got to pop your headphones in while you're walking and listen to scripture as you're walking, you're knocking three things out at once, you're getting outside, you're walking, and you're reading scripture over you, and then maybe the last 5 minutes you just pray as you're walking, boom, bam. Okay, this can be done, friend. This can be done. I think we sometimes look at all of these things and we're like, this is overwhelming. We don't have time, blah, 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 blah. We allow the enemy to tell us, oh, you got this on the list and this on your list. And then we have our own, you know, war going on in our own head saying, oh, I have to do this in order to make this person happy and that, blah. Okay, no, this can be done. When you set your mind to it and set intention to it, this is possible, friend. You don't have to go in. You don't have to spend 30 minutes exercising and then 30 minutes doing the Bible and 30 minutes praying. Okay? God knows your heart. Now, I love doing that now. I want more time with Him now, and I make it a priority because I've built that relationship and I want more, right? But as you're beginning, don't feel overwhelmed by this. I have to say that. Do not feel overwhelmed and think, oh my gosh, I can't do this, and then you don't do any of it, okay? If anything, just read your Bible, and that's it, okay? Done, okay? I just have to say that. All right, number five. Okay, I'll read it again. That would be getting outside, exercise, speak affirmations, pray, spend time with Jesus, reading His Word. And then number five, receive the grace that Jesus offers and forgive yourself, okay? A lot of times we get in these ruts and these places, kind of like what I was just talking about, where we don't try and we don't do anything because we haven't done anything. And then we start feeling guilty for not doing anything. And then it kind of spirals out of control, right? Oh my goodness. I don't know if it's just me, but I've done that before. And it's like, well, I don't have time. Oh, now I didn't do it. Now I feel guilty for not doing it. Well, what's the point of doing it? I'm never going to have time. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. The thing just spirals out of control. Okay. Nothing is perfect. Nothing will be perfect. There's never a perfect time or space, right? We have to let all of those expectations go and just surrender to the Lord and give Him the time that we have and then begin to make those times. And it always comes back to the more we invest in time with the Lord, the more we desire Him, because He begins to fuel us and you begin to see a change in your heart and who you are and how you respond and all of the things, right? And that just makes you want more of Him. So forgive yourself, release expectations, move on and say, okay, I didn't do it today, but I'm going to just walk in the grace of Jesus because he offers that to us. Thank you, Lord. Walk in that and say, I forgive myself that I didn't do it perfect today, and I'm going to walk in your goodness and do better tomorrow. Done and done, okay? If we let go of those expectations, we are less likely to lose it, right? when it doesn't go the way we expect, right? Because that's what happens, right? The balls start falling and the plates, you know, that we're trying to hold up in the air fall, then we lose it, okay? But when we let go of those expectations and we just say, release it to the Lord, and we say, okay, I receive the grace, Lord, I receive the grace, then it gives us peace in those moments. Okay, also, if you lose it, it's okay. Going back to receiving the grace, right? Just a side note, because I know it does happen, right? We lose it on our kids. We lose it on our spouses. We lose it on ourselves. We cry. We eat too much ice cream, whatever it is, right? Okay. It's okay. Receive the grace. Forgive yourself. Move on. Okay. Jesus forgives us. We can forgive others and we can forgive ourselves. Okay. And walk in the goodness of the Lord. Woo. He's good. All right, get outside, exercise, speak affirmations, pray, spend time with Jesus in His Word, receive the grace that Jesus offers in forgiveness, okay? And number six, and the last one is, this one is so key to life-giving joy and peace and like really helping with your sanity, because we need people, right? We need people. That is... have community, right? Have community, but not only have community, make it a point throughout the week to connect with people and talk to them about the Lord. There is something amazing that happens when you talk to people about what God is doing in their life, the things that they see God doing, the things that they hope they see God doing, the things that they've already seen God do. And then for you to be able to share the same thing, it helps you come alive and remember who you are in Jesus and remember why you're even a Christian, why you love the Lord, why you're here, you know what I mean? Like why you want to be the best version of yourself, okay? Talking about Jesus, always a win-win. There's just something special about talking about the Lord and having those conversations. So I highly encourage you to once a week, this doesn't have to be a daily thing, but if you wanted to, cool, that works. I mean, because I like sending voice messages to friends because it's not quite a call where you feel like you're stuck and they don't feel like they're stuck, but they also get to hear your voice, you know, instead of just texting. And so that could be a way like, hey, I wanted to tell you about what happened with me today and what happened with, and what God's doing. Will you tell me something, what, you know, that God's doing in your life? And it could just be a boom, boom, boom. And you're getting to hear and be encouraged by what's going on with them and what God's doing in their life. And they can be encouraged by what's going on in your life and what God's doing. Does it make sense? Yes. Okay. I hope it does. So yeah, that is it, my friend. I know, like I said, it can feel overwhelming. These are a lot of things, or six things, but guess what? It's doable. It's doable because when you put your mind to something and say, I want to be the woman of God that God has called me to, I want to be the best wife I can be, the best mom I can be, the best auntie I can be, the best woman at work I can be, the best woman at school I can be. Wherever you are in life, you want to be who God called you to be, right? And sometimes we have to be intentional. Not sometimes. We have to be intentional about who we want to be. We cannot just fly by the seat of our pants and hope it all works out. We have to set intention to know. I want to learn more about the Lord, so I'm going to spend time with Him. I want to be healthy inside and out, so I'm going to exercise. I want to get outside. Well, that's another healthy and inside and out, get outside because vitamin D and the fresh air is good for me and it helps my mental capacity. Okay. I want to speak truth over my life so that I can start partnering with those beliefs instead of these negative beliefs. Okay. We have to be intentional, friend. We have to be intentional. And it is possible for us to close out this year with gusto. Okay. With excellence, right? It is possible. And I truly believe and I desire that for you. And so I hope this really challenges you and excites you and ignites your heart to be the woman. Be the woman, right? And just be the woman that you can be in Jesus' name. Okay. That is all I have for you. Remember, you're seen, you're known, you're loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love and walk confidently as a beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.